Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Batman. I saved the day.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. We may have a little bonus for our listeners out there momentarily.
Always good.
We've just been told that general manager of the Warriors, Mike Dunleavy, is getting ready to speak to the media. They don't do that on media day here because they didn't have enough guys under contract. But Mike Dunleavy hasn't spoken in a while.
He's always good to us.
4 months.
Yep.
And
been working.
When we get that set up, we'll bring you a little bit of Mike Dunleavy.
What would be your first question to him if you were in the scrum?
First question to Mike Dunleavy.
About this Warrior off.
Just talk a little because I got to think about that. That's a good question.
Like, what would you ask him? This big one.
Do something on potluck right now because
What I'm going to do is remind Willard and Dibbs of that sucker bet we got him on.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Chiefs. Dude, why would they take? They look right. Great.
That's
watch
right.
out now.
Hey, by the way, you know, one of the things I'm thinking about doing post-career is trying to do a little stand-up comedy.
You do it every day, 20 hours a week. Seriously, though.
Nah.
Like, that's not a stretch.
So I ran a couple jokes by my guys yesterday at the bar.
Stop!
Well, now alcohol is involved, so everything's going to be funny.
It was early.
All right, try one on it. Because I've thought about it, too. I've gotten up in open mic.
You and I should do something together. Like Abbott and Costello. Penn and Teller.
Do they do that anymore, though? You know
what I mean?
Good question. The tandem.
One of the duos, and I forget which one, but Penn or Teller doesn't speak.
I know. Yeah, you know, you're right. I don't know which one it is.
I don't know which one
they were not my cup of tea. They just did not do it for
me. But they hit, Steiny. They hit for a lot. They were famous.
Yeah.
That's all that counts nowadays. But anyway, run one on us.
Yeah, I'll tell you one that another guy said. So I took two jokes and I borrowed one, and the one was an original and one was taken from a friend. Apparently the one that was taken from a friend was
so you stole it.
Much better.
Okay.
Yeah, we all steal. It's not really, I butchered this because now, okay. So I get out yesterday and my guy, Scott.
All right.
Scott Howdy. Goes, hey, what's up? He goes, something funny happened to me today. I said, okay, what? And he goes, so I'm in the city and I'm going to my truck. And as I'm going to my truck, these two women are talking, young women are talking. And I glanced at them and walked by them. And one of them said to me, what are you looking at? And I said, I'm not really looking at anything. I'm just going to my car. And she said, nah, you got a look on your face. Something was going on with you, buddy. And he's like, no, seriously, I'm just trying to get into my truck and get out of here. And they go, what? You don't want two beautiful women come joining you in your truck? And he goes, of course I do. And he shut the door and drove off.
I don't know. That was so bad I'm laughing.
I know. It's kind of a groaner, as they say.
What about, all right, I got one. All right, here we go. Well, no, this is not.
Well, okay, here. How about this?
This is a pickup line. Here's the other. I think it's the best one.
Let me give you another one. This happened to me yesterday. This isn't even a joke.
Take your time.
This isn't even. I hope Dunleavy. Yeah. I hope we butcher this thing because this is more fun. This actually is a true story. It happened to me yesterday on BART. So I get off BART and there's an OG. And he was on the BART. You know, everybody's bringing their scooters now and some of them are bigger than the others. And he was getting off, and he was carrying a scooter, and I was in back of him, and I said something like, oh, you got a scooter, huh? He goes, yeah, I got a scooter. And I went up and I looked at it, and I said, oh, I thought it might have had a motor on it. Okay. It doesn't have a motor on it. And he goes, yeah, it does. It's got a motor on it. And I said, I looked again. It was a regular razor, you know, one of those razors.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, there's no motor on it. He goes, there's a motor on it. I'm like, where? He goes, wait till I get on it.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Don't look at the chat, just in regard to
I don't
him.
Care. I don't care.
You're bombing.
the bottom line is that guy made me laugh, and he wouldn't have made me laugh had I not engaged him. So, people, this is what brings people together, these kind of interactions.
All right, I got you. All
right, go ahead. What's yours?
No, mine is just a statement, but we went to see Rudy Ortiz, our friend, do stand-up,
yeah,
and we saw
great.
The other comics. I mean, we could do it.
What's your pickup line?
Oh, would you like to get some pizza and make love? And then when they say what, you go, what, you don't like pizza? That's pretty good, man. That's a pretty, give me that one. You get it?
Yes, I get it.
That's pretty good.
Oh, I love the text line. They're saying, Steiny, you're done.
Dude, at least you tried, though. That's a hard job to be successful
I
in.
I know it is.
Fabby Davis is doing it. Mr. Fab doing stand-up. It's hard, man. At Tommy T's. All right.
Okay, Mike Dunleavy, general manager of the Golden State Warriors, is sitting down with the media right now. Take a listen.
Okay, all right. Thanks for being here, guys. And most importantly, thank you for your patience and understanding over the last, you know, couple weeks, or really the whole summer, with our media availability. I think we were just kind of trying to wait to get everything squared away. So that being said, we've got everything signed, sealed, delivered roster-wise, and pretty excited about this group, about this season. Feel like we made some really good additions, and you know, obviously have some really good key returning players, as well as some young guys that we think will be able to take a step. So for us, the main thing here is, you know, the team we put together, we feel like we'll be in the mix this season, which is exciting. And, you know, I think that's, to me, that's the big story. That's the big story of this offseason. I know you guys will have a lot of questions about other things, but my headline is this team heading into the season's got a great shot. And that's where you want to be when Steve Kerr is your coach, Steph Curry is your best player, and you have guys like Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green and so on and so forth. So we're excited about this group, and happy to answer any questions around that.
Yeah, we can just...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess kind of get right into like the structure of the Kuminga contract seems, you know, pretty clearly at least to be used potentially as a trade piece. I'm just curious how you view the dynamics of him coming in and just, you know, obviously some relatively contentious negotiations and how that kind of could bleed into the season?
Well, I mean, as far as the negotiations go, I think it was fair, reasonable, no issues on my end. And I think just sometimes these things take time. So by my account, I'm all good with it. I feel good about the deal we've done and really the deal for JK. I think it's good for both sides. And as far as the team goes and what that contract structure means, really it comes down to the way I feel about the team is we're in great shape. Much better shape, I'd say, than we were certainly this time last year, and even as much as this time, like when we were in the playoffs and lost 4-1 to Minnesota. So what that means for the contract structure is we feel like we have a player that can be really good, and I don't feel like there's a need to make a move. Now, we'll see how the season unfolds. This time last year, I would have said we need to get better. I don't feel that right now. It could change. And we have a lot of guys in the team that have value in the league and could be traded. But I think the structure is more so what works for us and the player. And we came to an agreement that works.
Do you anticipate him, you know, coming in, bought in?
Absolutely. You know, he signed the deal. We agreed upon it. And I think he's had a, from all accounts, had a pretty good offseason. Seems like he's been in the gym working, and I think he'll be in shape. He'll be ready to go, committed about the team. I have no reason to believe otherwise.
Mike, lots of discussion about what his role is, and certainly his agent talked a lot about it. Do you go into this with any set, like, we're promising him a role, we're promising this role, it won't be that role? How far along did those talks get with what his playing time might be?
We just want him to be the best player he can be. And, you know, he does that. He'll have a great role. Our team will be really good. And I don't think there's anything more to get into it than that.
Mike, to follow up on all this, Draymond told us the other day that Kuminga told him he wants to be here long term. Is that the message that has been conveyed to you, either from him or his agent?
Well, I'll let him answer that. Again, these discussions and messaging from our end stays private. So as far as like those things that we talk about on the phone or behind closed doors, I keep to myself. And so maybe a better question for him. But by all accounts, I think he wants to be here because he signed the contract.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? How did the way the season ended last year inform the roster construction and just in what areas? I mean, we know the players you guys brought in, but obviously you mentioned you feel like you're better off now. Just what are the general expectations of this season with the group that you put together?
Yeah, I mean, I think when we evaluated the team out of last year, despite, you know, Steph missing the last four games and us losing that series, I think I had a pretty good idea of who we were and where we need to go. So for us to add some more size in the front court while also, you know, having a shooting piece to that to go along with a guy like Quentin Post, so we get Al Horford. And then we felt like defensively in the backcourt, especially with what Melton was able to do for us last year in that short time, trying to bring a guy like that back who we know fits was something we wanted to do. And then always it's about internal improvement. How can we improve some of these younger players? You know, whether it's Brandon, Moses, JK, QP, Trace, all these guys, if they can take a step, any one of them, if half of them can take a step, you're really in business. And obviously the addition of Jimmy softened the need for us to go crazy this summer. I think we've done just enough to take us to another level. And again, I'm really optimistic about this group. Obviously, we'll have to evaluate it and see as the season moves along. If we need to do something, I think we'll be able to do that. We have the assets, the contracts, all those things. But I think we're in a much different spot this year than we were last year.
Mike, you guys had to officially finalize your business this week. What was the process like with players other than JK and hanging out in limbo? Was there stress to that? Was it set and forget and we made a bigger thing out of it in the media than it was? Like, what was that process like?
Yeah, I mean, you know, free agency went a little long. You don't get any points for getting something done July 3rd versus September 30th. But that being said, you know, there's some players that we keyed in on and we recruited and we had to stay on top of before they could sign their contracts. I know with a guy like Al, you know, at his age, retirement was a thing. DeAnthony with his injury, you know, that complicated some things and had to see where he was at. So, you know, we hung in there and it you know, usually free agency lasts, you know, a week, 10 days at most. And for us, it was 3 months. But, you know, it's all good.
threat of losing any of those guys? Did you feel a threat of losing them because of the process and how it played out?
Well, I mean, I think anytime you don't have pen to paper, anything can happen. So, you know, you're not allowed to officially agree or sign anything until, you know, obviously with the parameters that we were working under, again, until there's pen to paper, you never know.
When do you expect Melton to be cleared, or is that just kind of like a floating timeline?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be sooner than later. You know, I don't think we expect him to be ready for the regular season, but it's not going to be a lengthy absence. So he's working at it. You know, he'll do his thing and get back. I think for him and us, you know, after seeing what he could do for us last season, making sure that he's healthy, ready to go for the latter half of the season as opposed to right out of the gates is the most important thing.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. This is Mike Dunleavy, general manager of the Golden State Warriors, talking to the media at Chase Center.
He works. I expect him to be ready to go.
And then with Al, I don't think he played any back-to-backs last year. I mean, is that the plan?
Yeah, we'll monitor it. I think our medical group's done a great job the last few years of pacing our guys, you know, whether it's Draymond, Steph, any of these guys we've had at their age. You know, we're good with it, familiar with it, and that's the beauty of having a team with some depth. You know, there's going to be nights where those guys will be missing games, and we feel like we've got good, solid rotation players that can step in and help us.
Given that you like to keep, you know, discussions behind closed doors private, what did you make of Kuminga's agent's media blitz, and did that affect negotiations at all?
Yeah, I wouldn't say they, for us, didn't affect anything. I mean, I think from my end, you know, as a former player, understanding there's a shelf life on your career, I've got, you know, no issues with guys doing whatever they can to get the deals, the things they want, the money, the teams, the role, all those things you're looking for as a free agent, however you want to go about doing it, I have no issues. Would I do it that way? No, but I've got no issues with these guys, and the off season is time for business, and during the season is time for basketball. And however you want to go about it, is all good, and we'll work with you.
Hi, Mike. Steve kind of insisted yesterday that he has no concerns about having contract discussions until the end of the season. You guys all have such a good relationship. Is that something that may come up sooner, or you're all just sort of saying, okay, we'll do that at the end of the year and everything's good and work it out then?
Yeah, a little bit of all that. I mean, yeah. We'll see at the end of the year. You know, personally, selfishly, want Steve back and want him here for a long time, or as long as he wants to be here. So we're going to grant that opportunity for him. There's the ability for him to stay whenever he says, let's do it. So we'll just play it out. I think this is different than most situations with coaches in the last year of their deal. You know, Steve's so established here with our group that it's not really going to be a thing. So we're not too concerned about it other than, you know, I hope he's here beyond this year.
Okay. And Mike, you mentioned Kuminga's offseason. What details do you know exactly about that to give you the confidence that, you know, he's coming in here ready and just eager to go?
I mean, the same videos you saw on YouTube or Twitter, whatever it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mike, with your guys' cap situation, is there a plan for getting Seth Curry on the roster in the regular season, and how can you explain how that would work?
Yeah, I mean, Seth will be hopefully signed. He'll be here tomorrow for practice, so we're excited to add him. I think anytime you can, you know, add shooting in this league, this day and age, a guy who's, what, Raymond, you tell me, top two, second best three-point shooter of all time by percentage, so a couple other guys in this building today, they're top three, so all about adding shooting. We're looking forward to having him. But as far as the season goes, yeah, he's on a one-year deal, and we'll figure it out as we go. I mean, there's some cap and apron stuff that we got to deal with, but you know, that's something for our strategy team to figure out.
I know this is about the details of the negotiations, so maybe you won't go too much into this, but yeah, it went into camp. We know about the deadline, qualifying offer deadline that was today. You have other things. You want guys in camp. You wanted Horford and Melton in here. Was there some sort of ticking deadline on your offers, your offer? Was it a point where you had to say this thing might go away unless you sign this pretty soon?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to create deadlines. So the deadline is the deadline. I'd say from a CBA standpoint, I think it'd be ideal for everybody if that deadline was moved up a couple months this summer. You know, there's just a lot of, frankly, sitting around waiting to know that when the deadline gets closer, we'll probably get closer to a deal. So a lot of idle time because of that date. But it is what it is, and you had to go off the calendar.
You're now a few years into the job. I know we've been talking about Steve's future, but just how do you kind of view, you know, where you're at right now job-wise and your view of your own future?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I really like being here. We've got a great group, both as players, but staffing-wise, coaches, all that. It's a great organization. I'm honored to be here. Hope I can be here a long time. And I'm really enjoying the job, the challenge each and every day. Things like this summer, pretty unique, right? Like, probably won't have a negotiation like that ever again, just given the circumstances that it was. So nothing is ever the same. Things are always changing, and I kind of like that, being able to have to problem solve, think on your feet. So I love this job. Love being here.
Mike, even after D'Anthony's injury and the trade to the Nets last year to bring in Dennis, was there always a hope to keep him here in the Bay Area? And what were those conversations like with him even after the trade to Brooklyn?
Well, I mean, not much conversation after he's traded because that's not allowed. But, I mean, I think as far as just kind of small sample size, what we saw, we were really, you know, we really believed in, him as a player in our group. And it was unfortunately he got injured. So I'd say we kind of put a pin in it, took note and said, if we have an opportunity to bring him back at some point, let's try and do that. And fortunately enough, we were able to do it. Made a long summer of it, but got him signed and ready to go. And, you know, he'll finish up his rehab stuff and be with us soon.
How would you categorize Joe Lacob's interest in the conversations or contracts that could have been coming this offseason? What was his curiosity level for updates?
As always, very, very interested. I see Joe as an extension of the front office. Got to keep him involved and keep him up to date. He's, you know, he was a little bit sidetracked this summer with the Valkyries, which is great, fun to watch, and they had an amazing inaugural season. So Joe was caught up with that a little bit, but for the most part, it's business as usual. What's going on? Where are we at? What's taking so long and all that stuff.
Mike, with your three top players all over the age of 35, how did that kind of inform the kind of players you pursued this offseason and just kind of your plan for the team?
Yeah, I mean, good question. I mean, I think the main objective, you know, for us right now is winning because of these guys and their age and frankly how good they are. So don't want to get too caught up in we got to get way younger or we shouldn't be too old. The main thing was let's bring in good talented players. And, you know, I think we've done that at different age groupings because this timeline's year to year. We're going to try and win this thing this year. And I think the guys we've added to the roster reflect that. So I think that's kind of how we're thinking of it. But also, you know, obviously always mindful of our future and don't want to, you know, mortgage too much. It's got to make sense, those types of things.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
All right, it's not stopping, ladies and gentlemen. That was Mike Dunleavy talking to the media. And while he was talking, the 49ers have ruled out Brock Purdy, Juwan Jennings, Ricky Pearsall, and Jordan Watkins for tomorrow's game against the Rams. So looks like Mac Jones is a go, but once again, the breaking news is the 49ers have ruled out Purdy, Jennings, Pearsall for tomorrow's game against the Rams.
Wow, man, you said it's not, excuse me, it just does not stop, man. Man, so you got Kendrick Bourne, DeMarcus Robinson, that Mac Jones will be throwing to, and I know he's got some familiarity with Kendrick Bourne. We've seen that even in New England. But Brock Purdy, your starting quarterback's out, Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall, man. And you just wonder when they'll come back, Stoney.
Well, I'd like to think the receivers can be back by Tampa Bay. But again, you know, that's
just, I hear you.
Yes, I have no idea. But once again, no Brock Purdy, that's official for tomorrow. No Ricky Pearsall, no Juwan Jennings, no Jordan Watkins. 49ers announcing that just moments ago.
I'm acting surprised. Didn't you feel that kind of way, though?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think we all did. I think we all did, and everybody seemed to be feeling safe about leaning toward toward Mac Jones, and we can talk more about that for sure.
But the Brock Purdy component, Stani, it's like he was out 2 weeks, which is quite a while in the NFL when you're the quarterback, comes back, and now he's out again.
Yeah, it's
now,
not a good look.
Well, boy, I can't wait for the crossover. But
it's just not a good look.
I just wonder how long he needs to be out now if you guys are right that they handled it wrong.
Ask me if you think the 49ers butchered this.
Do you think, Stani, the 49ers butchered the handling of Brock Purdy going into the Jacksonville game?
That just didn't work out.
Well, that's one way to look at it. Somebody needs to do something over there, man. Light of incense, sacrifice a chicken, something. These injuries got to stop. Or start of your season, yeah, you're at 3 wins right now, but I'm just saying, you keep losing ducks like this, man. I'm excited about, we saw Cleveland, and they're healthy, beat Green Bay. So can this version of the Niners go out on national and shock the world? Like, I'm interested to see that. I think I got my answer, but until I see it, partner.
Probably not, but it's the NFL. Anything can happen.
Yeah. Any given Thursday.
Yeah. Actually, I blew it.
What happened?
No, I just asked. It's just a bad look. That's the way I'm just going to go with it.
Oh, gotcha.
I just think it's a bad look, Mark.
Yeah. I'm practicing with you.
I'm not saying it's a mistake. I'm just a bad look. Mark, you got a bad look, right?
Yeah. I'll say this, but who is it ultimately on?
Shanahan.
How about York?
Sure. Why not?
I mean, it's his team.
How about Lynch? He's a Teflon god.
I know he might be dog cussing under his breath. I played for – what the hell's going on around here, man? Boy, Stani. You got PCLs, you got backs, you got arms, you got toes. I mean, it's just whatever, man. They got it.
By the way, I had a brief exchange with Harry.
Okay.
Earlier today, and I finally figured it out. What he's saying. What he's saying is okay and not. He's saying, "Goo, talk about the Niners being 3-1." They're 3-1. You can talk about them being 3-1.
No, it ain't a good 3-1.
But don't try to tell him they're a good team.
I never have.
There we go.
No, but I told
okay.
you.
Okay, we can agree.
You tell the Harrys of the world that you don't have to apologize for 3-1. But right now, as I look at you with your glasses on, Stani, right now that is the best component of this team. They've earned that. But, man, if they were a stock, I'm being real with this question. We'll see how real you are. Would you invest in the Niners right now for the rest of this season? I would not.
I wouldn't take my money out, if that's what you mean. I don't like if I made a 10-7 prediction, I wouldn't double down, but I would not say, can we clear the bet?
So the defense, you know, with the youngsters and the injury started – Stani, how are you going to get to Stafford or any other quarterback after that?
You're probably going to lose this game.
What about
Baker? That doesn't mean I think the season's lost.
But how do you get those answers after the quarterback and become physical like you used to be?
It sounds to me like you asked me a question that sought out my opinion, and I gave my opinion.
I think you were playing it safe. I didn't like it.
What? Just give me the question again. Would I buy the Niners right now?
Yeah, if they were stuck for the rest of the season.
It's a fair question.
Okay. Forget the number.
I've bought them to win 10 games.
All right.
So I have that investment theory.
Gotcha.
Now, if somebody said, Stiney, you want to put another 100 on there, and if they get 10 wins, you get more money? No.
Right.
No, I'm not doing that. But I'm not saying, can I get out of the bet? I'm not saying that yet. They can win 10 games.
Yeah, but this Bosa injury.
Well, Bosa's already been. He's in my equation. My equation.
No, but my point is the residue, the residual
decimated
this defense and any chance
for
these youngsters taking that next step and that next step.
I still think they can win 10 games.
What if you're Lynch? Do you call? What's going to happen by the deadline? What's their record going to be? Are you even in it by the time to pick up a phone?
Zach Taylor, we're not there yet.
Yeah,
they play the Rams tomorrow.
I got
if they beat the Rams, all these questions about what are we going to do on They're going to be 4-1 at that point.
No, and that it would feel like 8-1 if you pull this off.
It might feel like that, but it would just be 4-1.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Which would feel like 8-1.
What do you think of what Dunleavy said?
Honestly, I feel like he believes what he's saying, and I feel like I'm going to be honest. When he said we're better than we were last year, he meant at this time, right?
He said he thinks they're better than they were at the end of the Timberwolves series because obviously Steph's healthy now. It makes sense.
But what if we said, forget the injury?
He said, I think we're better than we were after Minnesota, the series. And it's because Steph's healthy, but he likes Horford and Melton. And GP2 better than he liked, and Kuminga better than he liked.
Right.
I can't even remember who left this team.
So you didn't have Pods as a starter when we did, we kind of started the show? He's the starter.
I gave it a millisecond of thought. I put down Hield, Pajemski, and I was like, who cares who starts?
Right. But it's going to be
who cares
Pods.
Who doesn't? Yeah. Well, if it's Pods, then you're going to be down a shooter like Buddy.
I mean, but you did that last year.
Yeah, but okay. I'm just saying, Buddy Hield's a much better shooter than Pods, and if Pods is on the floor, it changes everything. The two things that
I
heard,
mentioned real quick, Gary Payton coming back, so I like that too.
Yeah, that's
your best on-ball defender.
All right, what about Kuminga?
We got to talk.
Remember when I said it was Gary Payton, and you were like, oh, it's Kuminga?
But who's shown Kuminga, it more consistently? Gary Payton a second. Yeah. That's why he's back.
He's a great ninth man. Okay. One thing about the – I'll say this. The age aside, and I know it's hard to put that aside.
That's everything. All right.
The age aside, when I put the roster down, and I'll say it again, Curry, don't get bogged down on
– Yeah, I got my list.
Fine, I'll just do it. Curry, Pods, Butler, Green, Horford, and then you got Melton, Hield, GP2 Kuminga post. I like that team on paper.
All right.
On paper, I like that team.
Now I like it too,
because it's balanced.
Let's talk
way
Melton.
More balanced.
Is it? The Melton of last year, or do I got to really wait like Forrest Gump at the bus stop to see how he comes back? That.
How do I know?
Because on paper, I like Melton, but he's coming off an injury. You know.
Well, that's why I prefaced it by I like him on paper. If Melton's not healthy, then that's one little guy.
Healthy, but he's not at his best? You know, it's going to take a time or even a season. That's how I'm looking at Melton. I liked what I saw before he got hurt. Everybody did. I'm just hoping you can tap back into that when he does come back.
I think that's the idea because they liked what he did in, 7 minutes last year?
And Jonathan Kuminga is going to finish games, and you got an opportunity to be sixth man of the year. If you're here for the whole year, you're going to play 25 to 30 minutes, son. Go out there and work on what the coaches of the world and Vallejo and everybody, Tim and Raleigh, all your guys, and I'm one of them, I need you to go to the glass with reckless abandon. Show us that you're working on the stuff that you might think's beneath you, but we'll see.
All right.
I'm excited.
A lot going on today, clearly. Mike Dunleavy just spoke to the media. The San Francisco 49ers have ruled out Brock Purdy, Juwan Jennings, Ricky Pearsall, and Jordan Watkins for tomorrow's game, which means it looks like Mac Jones will start against the Rams. And if you just tuned in, Buster Posey spoke to the media also earlier today and indicated Bruce Bochy's probably not going to happen.
Can I give you – oh, go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
I'm going to give you my Purdy take because you talked about it yesterday real quick here about, yeah, we can't say he's injury prone. When you look at the Carfax report, you can't do that. But, Stani, what I don't like, 5 games in, my quarterback's been available too. That's not good. And to be continued.
Well, and
you know
maybe,
what I mean? Like, right, I don't like maybe, that at all.
Yeah. And sure, he's your quarterback. Here's the thing, and I get it. We got to go back and forth here with Niners news because that's pretty big.
Yeah, it is.
But we didn't even talk about, to me, the biggest news with Dunleavy.
Kerr.
Yeah. Steve Kerr doesn't want to sign a contract extension. Steve Kerr doesn't want to sign.
Well, he could be.
A
you always say you're winding
extension.
Down. He could be. You know, in his world. You know, I've been here.
I think he's got San Antonio on the radar.
Now that was wow.
Mike Dunleavy said
that shocked.
Mike
you.
Dunleavy
Boy,
said Steve can
me.
Coach here as long as he wants.
He did say that,
and Steve's not concerned about what happens. Wow. Between
so
now
the
and the end of the
year. First question to Steve is, I wish I was in the building now. Sonny is a microphone. Could you see yourself coaching somewhere else? And if you're telling me he could get De'Aaron Fox and Wimby and what they got going on in San Antonio for Pop, I mean, just my gosh.
If I were Steve Kerr, like, yeah, of course, if I wanted to be here, I could get a contract extension.
But he did this a couple years ago,
right,
and
he
played
got
it
one.
Like this.
Yeah, he got one.
No, my point is he wasn't looking anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just saying.
I don't know that.
He put his John Hancock on a new deal, Stoney. So I guess that's why I'm a fan. You shook me, but now it's just a tremor. Now I'm like, because we've been here before.
Steve Kerr's not going to be the coach of the Warriors next year. Come on.
No, I feel like he's finishing with Dre and Steph. Yeah. I really do.
I actually don't. But again,
you said
why,
San Antonio. That shit. That
why?
Was like, wow.
Why would Mike Dunleavy say? You know, yeah. It's Steve's call, and he's not concerned about it. And
well, what was his answer 2 years ago when we were at this juncture? He kind of just well, and he told us yesterday. What did he say? I'm at a point to where that stuff will take care of it. Like it's not a big deal now.
Okay, you don't think anything's changed?
No, you got me thinking.
See, everything's changed.
Give me two
because
things.
This is a one-year thing right now with the Warriors.
And Mike said that. We're year to year.
Look at the Kuminga contract. That's a one-year deal that gives the Warriors all the flexibility in the world. This franchise realizes that it wants to compete for a title, but it's also close to being hit with a big, cold glass of water in the face that this thing's done. And if they don't have a good year, to me, all bets are off this offseason. And that includes Draymond, that includes Butler, that includes Kerr, and certainly it includes Kuminga.
And that's why I think it's Donnie, just right now, barring injury, it's almost Tom Cruise. It's impossible for this team to have an off year. The days of the play-in are over for the Golden State Warriors, barring health. That's what makes me excited. But I get you. The head should roll, and I know that's not what you're saying, but if some things were to fall off, the wheels were, and they were, you know, something was going, man. You got me thinking.
Don Dada, 1200, saying, Steiny, why would he go to another team with kids? Yeah, you mean kids who are basically the exact same age that Draymond, Steph, and Clay were when he took over the job?
But Kerr
were they
wouldn't
about
be
three
that age,
years
though.
Into
Kerr's longer in the tooth is what I think Don Dada is saying, too. I'm doing my Mark Willard. You know what I mean?
Wishful thinking. I mean, to me, it makes all the
but
sense
remember,
in the world.
We were on it. I pat ourselves on the back. A couple years ago at this time, we couldn't believe
okay.
that he was at
all right, well, we like to do this.
Status.
We like to do this.
But he's an OG.
Okay, then bet me. I'll bet you he's not the coach next year. I lost a bet to John Curley, the great John Curley.
Yeah, our guy.
On Friday.
Yeah.
I said Bochy was not going to, well, I said Melvin's not getting fired. He got fired. I was wrong. I'll bet right now Steve Kerr's not coaching the Warriors
next year. Now, did we bet
year.
That?
No.
Me and you'd bet Melvin?
I wouldn't bet you on something that I might lose. I would bet Curley on
dude,
something that I might lose. But I'm willing to bet.
Right,
I'm willing to
it's
bet
done.
You right now.
It's done. A dinner.
Okay.
Stoney, this ain't his last one. Hell no.
Okay. Because there's a lot of reason to stick around, right? What if they don't make the playoffs this year? You think he's going to come back next year?
I would pay, open. I'd give you my wallet. Would be Stoney. They're too good not
look,
to make
look,
it.
Just they're one injury away from not making it.
Well,
if they don't
that's
make
everybody.
It, if they don't make the playoffs, do you think Steve Kerr is going to be the coach next year?
Stoney, this dude's a made man. Yes,
I know he's a made man.
Yeah. So
that's why
made,
he's in the process of walking away.
But you and Evan always say Guru the Red is just the biggest crock. But Guru, the rules don't apply to you. They're different. And that's when you're made, Stoney, things could happen that you survive if somehow they didn't make the playoffs.
You're only looking at it from the Warriors. Like, would they fire him? It's Kerr.
Oh yeah.
Does he want to stay here?
I think he does.
Well,
he did this before.
And like, this is where you say, I think he does want to stay. I'm not here to say, no, he doesn't.
Okay.
I'm here to say, I don't know if he wants to stay. We don't know that.
Well, that's a bet. Evan heard it. He thinks this is Kerr's last year, and I don't.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We can talk Warriors. Jonathan Kuminga, signed, sealed, and delivered. We can talk Purdy. He's not playing tomorrow against the LA Rams. Neither is Juwan Jennings. Neither is Ricky Pearsall. Neither is Jordan Watkins. And Bruce Bochy, it does not look, according to Buster Posey, as if Bruce Bochy is going to be the next manager of the San Francisco Giants. Have at it. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Juwan Jennings, let's get nuts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, 49ers have just announced that Brock Purdy won't be playing tomorrow. Neither will Juwan Jennings, Ricky Pearsall, or Jordan Watkins. So yeah, they're going to go down to L.A. with Mac Jones.
And the game's off the board. I went to UWager, my betting spot, Steiny, to see what the impact was, and they're probably in the lab recreating it, but it's off the board right now. But
do you know what it had been?
I think it got up to, Evan, you may be able to help me, 5.5 or 6?
6.5 is where I saw it last.
Wow, and it's the 8.
Yeah, man, that's going to come down to about 3.5, you would figure, right, with Mac Jones?
At prolific offense. Can you remember another 49er game, regular season game, Evan, help us out, where you felt this hapless or they were at this big of what we deem a disadvantage? I can't.
I mean,
like, where you gave them no chance.
Last year in Green Bay.
Why do I want to take you one step further and say Buffalo that Sunday night?
Well, Brock Purdy was playing in that game. Brandon Allen started in Green Bay.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Oh, I thought you meant a game like this that they ended up winning.
Going into it. Good call. I'll take Green Bay. But yeah, Brock was back for Buffalo, but man, I'm just going Prince, Rogers, Nelson, Stoney, sign of the times.
Yep. Yeah.
And our girl, Jewel, and John Pettinelli listening to us as they drive home, my folks.
So, this is kind of what I was also like kind of getting at, and I'm not saying there's guys that are healthy that aren't playing, but I don't know if you know, do you just look at Pearsall, Jennings, and Purdy and say, man, they're all just kind of not really there. Let's just give them all a break for another week.
Now, when
week.
You say break, do you think that went into why just, they're out tonight because it's just a short turnaround?
No, it's more that, you know, you're already going down there and it's going to be a tough game. We know that.
You just lost one to a team you thought you shouldn't lose to.
I mean, this might be the game to really protect Pearsall if he's a guy that you don't think you can lose. That's all I'm saying.
It's interesting you go there, but Stani, just look around and look what just happened last week with Brock Purdy. You know, your most prized possession.
Let me ask you this.
He played against a team that you thought,
okay, let me ask you this.
The one to sit out.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If, let's say they're being
super cautious.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you had the third string quarterback, like, let's say you had to go to the third string quarterback. I think at that point you're like, well, if there's any doubt on Pearsall, forget it. We don't want him to play.
I got you.
And so I'm not saying they're sitting them all so that they, you know, and they know they're going to get beat and they're going to punt on the game.
No,
blah,
I
blah,
hate
blah.
You. Okay.
However,
I don't think teams.
However,
operate like
there are games where the writing's on the wall and they are more likely to be a game where you're more careful than in another game.
But wouldn't last week have been it at home against, and I know Jacksonville was 2-1.
Right. So maybe they said, you know what? We took chances last week with three guys who were all banged up all got hurt.
And we didn't win.
And they all got hurt. So,
but I got to
say week like this
to you
week, I'm
that.
Like, they're all hurt. Let's just not play them.
But Stani, I got to say something, and maybe you're saying it and I'm taking it out of context, even with Brock Purdy. They all had something coming into the game. So they re-aggravate. You know, it wasn't a new injury.
Right.
They
and
all,
so, right.
We
and they
saw Ricky on the ground against.
They all got hurt. Now they have a game Thursday, and Kyle's saying, they all got hurt Sunday. Let's just give them all another week off because it's too soon.
Does he strike you as that type of coach?
I mean, I don't know what
or
kind of coach he is.
Or is he getting to the point to where if it wasn't, you need to be now? He just doesn't cut. Look at McCaffrey and his touches and how he's using them. And to his credit, McCaffrey has not got hurt. But he doesn't – I don't think he operates on if Steiny or Goo gets hurt. If Evan's there, I'm handling the ball. I'm throwing it to him.
Yeah, and I think it's possible that going into Sunday's game, he said the hell with it. I know Pearsall's banged up, and I know Jennings is banged up, and I know Brock's banged up, but let's go out and win this game, and we'll worry about Thursday. Mm. Okay, well, you went out and lost the game, and now you're saying, well, let's play it safe now. If Pearsall is as hurt as he was last week, let's go to Shane in San Francisco.
Shane.
Hey, Shane, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
as a wise man once said, 49ers in shambles. it's hard to not feel like they didn't botch this whole quarterback injury thing. And looking at it now, it's like they really should have started the third stringer against Jacksonville and chalk it up to due diligence and just given Brock two extra weeks off and, you know, roll into the Rams game with a healthier Mac Jones after what he's shown. And cut your losses, you know, like, and some of these lollipop throws from Brock, we can blame the injury, I guess, and he kind of hinted at that, but we've seen him before. But even that throw to Pearsall, the one-handed catch he made, like one of the worst throws I've ever seen, just terrible floating up there. But that is what it is, low expectations, and you won't be disappointed with this team. And real quick, a wise man once said, back to Kuminga. I hope he just gets some playing time this year and shows his worth and helps the team or at least helps his trade value, best of both worlds, whatever it is. And if Kerr does coach another team next year, maybe he can take his son with him. And I'm not talking about Nicholas. You know what I'm saying?
His son.
Pods.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
He has some bars.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Here's the other thing. You know, this may be going on too. Is last Thursday, Shanahan asked Purdy how the toe was, and he's like, you know what? I think I can battle through it. I think it's it feels okay. I'm gonna. What do you think? You want to go? Yeah, I think I can try to go.
Want to be a football player?
Right. Then he stunk, and now Shanahan's making the decision for him. Like, I'm not putting you back in there with that toe because you stunk with that toe. So let's get that thing all cleared up if we can, and then I'll get back to you when you're healthy. But, Brock, I'm not putting you out there like I did Sunday for my benefit the team's benefit and your benefit.
No, that makes sense, man. That makes sense. That's interesting. And, you know, I felt like Willard yesterday, as he walks by, was trying to get me to say something I wasn't saying. But, Stoney, the bottom line was that was Brock Purdy at his worst. And if you're telling me and the fan base that you're healthy enough to go under center and you play bad, I can't go to, whatever was ailing you is why you played bad. Those were some horrible throws. But before the throws, partner, those were decisions. That's between the ears. So you could be onto something to where Kyle's like, you know what? I'll go behind what's behind door number two as opposed to seeing you, from a personal standpoint, perform and sing like that where you were not hitting all your notes.
And I'm not sure this happened at all, but if I were Kyle Shanahan and I heard Brock Purdy say, yeah, I'm not sure if the foot was or if the toe was the reason I wasn't throwing the ball accurately. Like, at that point, maybe Kyle Shanahan makes a decision and like, well, there it is. That's fine. I'll make that judgment.
No doubt about it.
So maybe that's what we're looking at.
But I would like to get inside, and maybe Lowe could tell us if we ever get him on, or when he's with Evan from the Laughing Monk, Stoney, doing the pre and post on Sundays. Who is it? Who at the end of the day is it up to? Is it the training staff? They give their input. Then you look at what they say, their recommendation, or can you go against that? And can the player say, to hell with all that, thank you, I can go?
I don't think a player, if a team doesn't want a player to go, I don't think the player can go. If the team doesn't want him to go, because then that's a coaching decision. I'm sure Lowe will tell you, it's all of us. It's me, it's the coach, it's the coordinator, it's the training staff. It's a lot of different things. And then the player comes to a decision, and then the rest of the team either agrees with it or they don't, and then they move on from there. But I'm sure there's a lot of communication, about it all, obviously, because there kind of has to be. It's a big deal. All right. Coming up on the other side, we got Mark Willard and Dan Dibley. It's the crossover. And big day in the Bay sports-wise. Jonathan Kuminga is in camp for the Golden State Warriors. He's going to have his first practice today. Bruce Bochy will not, in all likelihood, be the next manager of the San Francisco Giants. Buster Posey met with the media earlier today and said it's tough for him to picture the Giants going in that direction with Bruce Bochy. So it looks like that may not come to fruition. And then as it relates to the San Francisco 49ers, Brock Purdy, Juwan Jennings, Ricky Pearsall, and Jordan Watkins all ruled out for tomorrow's game. The crossover's next, and that segment was brought to you by Moderna.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.